options. All the information you need and the terms and conditions are online. Go to bbc.co.uk/beatbeethoven.
Tonight's drama on Three, Only Mountains, draws inspiration from the real-life experiences of young Western women drawn to travel to Syria to join the Kurdish all-female protection unit, fighting on the brutal front line against the Islamic State group. While the women's courage and idealism is admired by some, others argue that their actions are potentially in breach of the law against terrorism. Maxine Peake has written a personal response to the women's controversial actions.
Hello, I'm Maxine Peake and I'm the writer of Only Mountains. Only Mountains is a story that follows a young woman called Pearl who decides to go to Syria to join the YPJ, which is a women's militia fighting in the revolution in Rojava. Now, the inspiration from this piece came when last year I went on a peace delegation to Turkey, organised by the organisation Peace in Kurdistan. I met the Saturday Mothers, I went to Diyarbakir, I met many people from the Kurdish community, listened to their stories, I met Leyla Gavan, who was a politician who was on hunger strike, and I was just really touched by the Kurdish plight and also by the women who felt passionate enough to go and fight in combat against ISIS, but also to fight for a true feminist revolution. When I was researching for the piece, I came across many British women who'd gone out to fight in Syria, mainly Anna Campbell, who unfortunately died in battle in 2018. I was impressed by Anna, her humanity, her politics, her drive, the fact that this young woman made the ultimate sacrifice of her life for something she believed in. So I would like to dedicate Only Mountains to the memory of Anna Campbell.
Stop. Stop. Oh, God, what is that? Who is that?
Where?
Is it one of ours?
I can't see. Where?
There, I can see a Kefi.
Hey, Louis. Oh, me too, just under that rubble.
It's one of us. It's a woman.
Oh, no.
She's...
Oh, they've cut her.
Don't look.
Oh, please, no.
Don't look, Bruce. Please, don't look.
Who is it? Who is it, Pearl?
Don't look.
I'm with Kumashi Hariri.
We are Satin.
I'm Pini Panina.
We are Patchwork.
I'm Jizu.
We are made from many.
Sunni, Shia, Alawi, Christians and Jews. Our land blows within the leaves. It settles where we settle. And like the leaves, people sweep, without thinking, without looking. And as we spin, as the air takes us in its grasp, we reach out for safety, for security. We reach out to each other, and this becomes our land, our home, in flux. But we will lay upon the earth again, joined with patience and love, and with this, leaves and patchwork become satin.
People say, oh, you are kind. I'm not. If I was kind, I'd be doing it because I want to. I don't want to. I have to. I want people to be happy, free from pain. I get these huge waves of burning lava-filled love for the human race, their capacity for empathy and compassion. Then it can spin out to an oil-slick sea of hate. Listen to me. Do juggle, Mother Teresa. Although, to my mind, her motives were, well, dubious, to say the least. And that's what you've got to have, a motive. Oh, if you're female, definitely. Can't just do something because you want to, because it feels right, it feels like the right thing to do. You just feel driven, compelled. Well, that's just naive, silly, it's foolish. Unless you're a man, and then it's a mark of greatness, of character, of leadership. Balls. And there I stood at the feet of a dead comrade, burning with fear. This was no frozen state. But then this was no ordinary fear. It was laced with anger, a heady concoction of fury, fear, revenge. For a split second, I wanted to run so fast to throw my rifle and get out of there. But to where? to my other life. This is my life, now. I am part of a movement, a revolution, fighting for, as I'm told, for a country I know little about and a people I know even less. Well, screw you, is what I say. I've seen death and destruction, murder, brutal murder, as this is a dirty war and we humans are the dirtiest. I know there's a bounty on my head. To kill a Western fighter here adds real kudos. To kill a female fighter, well, I've seen firsthand the venom and vitriol inflicted on the body of a member of the fairer sex killed in combat. I have seen her headless body. Her black and white kefir on her decapitated head soaked in her blood. They removed her eye patch to show the scars that earned her a reputation. I knew her not well. I knew her soul better. She had poured her life into her pen. Like red-hot lava, her poetry seared through the pages. As I checked her battered body for papers, next to her heart, I found her notebook, miraculously unmarked by her death. I read, and I wept. I wept for my comrade. I wept because in that moment I knew I could not let her death be in vain, and that this fury, revenge and fear coursing through my veins was the drug that would drive me to be prepared and willing to follow her, to sacrifice my life for this revolution. My purpose blazingly obvious, for if we have not the conviction to lay our lives on the line, then nothing will ever transform, and this darkness will continue to descend. My death versus thousands, maybe millions, of enlightened lives and minds. Breakfast is on.
Is she in?
Oh, yeah. About 4 a.m. this morning.
She okay?
She's a little fragile.
There she is!
Shh, all right.
Oh, dear. Where did you end up last night?
I can't really remember. Talk to me in a minute when I've had my coffee.
You having one, Jeff?
No, thanks. It only makes me more anxious.
What? You're not getting married for another couple of months.
It's Dan. He's started to really get on my wick. He's just not getting involved, leaving everything to me. He's not sorted his stag night out yet, and he wanted me to get involved in that.
Hang on, what's his best man for?
Why are Dan and his mates so disorganised?
His teacher's for you.
My mum said that. Please tell me it's not going to be the same for my hen do.
Oh, pearls on it like a curb on it.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know we've settled on a weekend away.
Oh, great, where?
Bognor Regis.
Really?
No.
Wait for it.
Istanbul?
I think I prefer Bognor Regis.
What?
There's been terrorist attacks.
Well, there's been terrorist attacks everywhere.
They're bombing the shit out of Syria. What's to say the Syrians don't turn up in Istanbul and blow up Parliament or somewhere?
Well, that's quite unlikely, seeing as a Turkish parliament is based in Ankara, miles away, and it's the Syrian Kurds they are bombing the shit out of.
No.
What have booked it?
What?
Yep, she's booked it.
Oh, honestly, Jess, Google it. How safe is it to travel to Turkey? Go on.
Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, and Ankara, its capital, is mostly safe. However, it warns, mostly is not good enough for me.
Well, Google Manchester, it'll say the same thing.
Be a very different story for Bognor Regis.
Oh, come on, Jess, it's safe. It's a big city. Use your common sense and, you know, sense of adventure and all that.
It's all right for you. You love a good demo.
She'll sign up to anything if it looks like there's trouble. I think you'd quite enjoy a night in the cells.
It was only twice. Look, I've booked as a guide. We'll have our own personal guide to show us round for the weekend. Walking tour on Friday. Saturday, boat trip on the Bosphorus. We'll go and see the Blue Mosque.
I'm not sure, Pearl.
Oh, come on, please. It's going to be great. Somewhere different, a beautiful city, different culture.
You're up to something.
Are you?
But like what?
You just picked Istanbul out of the ether.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with what's going on politically over there.
No! I mean, what? What is going on there anyway?
Oh, don't give me that!
Look, I wouldn't take her somewhere I thought was dangerous or, you know...
Come on, Jess. Give her a break.
OK. Thanks. It's just... I'm getting married. It's flaming stressful. Come on, it's going to be brilliant.
Our last weekend of freedom together!
I'm getting married. I'm not going to prison.
Well, technically you're not.
Normal. Me and my mates, just normal. I've never wanted to be spectacular to stand out. Attention makes, even thinking about it, I get a bit of sick in my mouth. I'm not shy. I think that's just bad manners. I was brought up, you come second. Second to every bugger else, but that's okay. It gives you perspective. I like to observe. One of the girls in the platoon asked me when I first arrived, if I could choose anywhere in the world to eat, where would it be? I said Sri Lanka, which was a lie. I would love to go to Sri Lanka, but really, I wanted to be sat in Morrison Supermarket Cafe on Stanley Road in Whitefield, pop my trolley in the trolley locker and get myself a cappuccino and a toasted tea cake. I could smell the hot butter melting, even as I was lying. I started to cry. It's the tiny things that seem to hit hardest that make you feel so very, very far away. And that distance makes you question, why was I here and for who? Intellectually, I knew, but at times in the beginning, I looked around at the platoon, at my fellow comrades, and felt we were creatures from different planets. But when I remembered first meeting Talia and Jess, three snotty-nosed, baggy-socked four-year-olds smelling of crayons and spilt yoghurt, stood in a playground frightened and excited at the prospect of starting our journey through school, an unlikely trio from backgrounds so wholly different, and nearly 30 years later, we were still together. I miss them sometimes till my heart felt it would work its way up my throat, into my mouth, and plop itself on the floor. More times than that, though, I would think of them, and my heart would swell with reason and passion for being here. For all the women who have feared, for all the women who have suffered, who've been silenced and censored, however big and small their struggle has been. I want to be part of its downfall, you know, to merge into something bigger than yourself, to disappear into the machinery of revolution, to stand in a new space with new friends.
You are at the airport now?
Yeah, not long now to the flight. Just lost my mates in the duty free.
So Salah will meet you at the airport. He will be in a red sports jacket and jeans. You can't miss him, he's 6'2".
And this is, it's all right?
Yes. I reiterate, this is not a recruitment ride. This is up to you. You reached out to the organization. Salah has no interest whether you sign up or not. Our main aim is to educate people on the Kurdish situation. If you decide the revolution is for you, I then put you in touch with someone who will decide whether you are for the revolution.
It all feels so...
We are lucky in Salah. We have a tour guide and comrade. You and your secrets will be safe. Now go and enjoy Istanbul's air.
Thank you, Pavin. I really appreciate this.
That's him there. Red sports jacket, I'm sure.
Oh, look. Tall and cute.
Danny.
He's going to be with us all the time.
I told you, I booked us as a guide for the weekend. Keep us out of trouble. Not that there's going to be
it. I'm only pulling your leg.
Stella.
Mahaba. Ah, Mahaba. How was your flight?
It was gorgeous, thank you. This is Jess.
Hi, Salah.
Hello, Jess.
Thank you.
Merhaba, Salah. I'm Talia.
Oh, you are Turkish.
No, I'm just a bit swarthy.
Swarthy?
No, just ignore that. It's not a word.
Sorry?
My parents. Mum from Italy, dad from Egypt.
I see. This way.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
Not at all. You are a comrade. It will be good for me to spend some time showing off my city.
Well, it's just... Well, it's a bit above and beyond.
Are we going the right way?
Sorry, follow me.
Sing!
Well, we...
Leela, man! We've just got out of the safe house. Our Kurdish is not great.
It is terrible.
I burgle in three languages.
Four, actually.
Ooh!
My mother is Kurdish. My father is Kurdish, but grew up in Sweden. I was born in Iceland and obviously I speak English too.
All right then, smart arse. Teachers!
Okay, Leila, you sing, I translate, and then they learn. If I become a martyr, Mom, keep your head high. Don't cry after me. Hold on to celebration.
Now sing!
I feel out of everything that has happened, every experience I've had, I've grown so much. I mean, there was a lot of room for improvement. Self-realisation can be brutal. I lied a lot. I realised that. I wasn't honest. That's more like it. I wasn't honest to myself and with myself. Like Istanbul, the trip. It was a betrayal. That trip wasn't about Jess's hen do. It was about me making contact with Salah. I've been given his details by someone in Germany, whose contacts I was given by someone in England who was involved in the Kurdish movement. I was kidding myself. It was more of a fact-finding trip than anything else. I just wanted to see, to talk to people, but it was more than that, and I knew that before I left. And the dark side of me got some strange kick, got some... strange adrenaline rush that I was going to do this under the noses of my two best friends. We're all of physiology, of complexities, of half-truths, misjudgments and misunderstandings. I needed to know what really drove me. What is the reason I am breathing, taking up precious space on this earth?
Give you signal. Follow me. Fast. Brawn. 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 After me. Heads down. Erika.
Oh, shit.
Down.
Yeah. Senia.
They hear you. They blow off your head. Okay. We need to cross. Yeah. Bring the boat.
We all get in there.
Shh.
Sorry.
So get scared. Here. All of you. Move late.
Unwrap it from the middle.
Yeah, let's move it.
Here's a footprint.
Just enough air. Then put the boards in for.
Eh? Pump it halfway, then stick the bottom boards in. Come here. That pin on the valve, it needs to be locked in before pumping.
Right. I got you. I think.
Go on. Go on. Go on.
Zoo, go on.
Stop.
Shh. Dave.
No, it's all right. We'll just stall a bit.
What's going on? Do I do everything?
No.
Bash.
That's nervous.
Sorry. Shh. Give me.
No. We can do it.
Ruth,
give it here.
Zuba.
Now, pin on the valve is up. You see? I see that there? Down. Right. Now, let's start pumping. Go on.
Dave.
Go on.
Go on. Zoo.
Keep going.
Team,
that's enough. Get the boards in. Triangular one to the front. No, yeah. No, Ruth, to the front. Could help us when you get a rifle.
Oh, shut up.
Right, pump more. Go on, get it up. Go on.
Yeah, give it.
The one shot me. Right, that's it. Come on, let's move it. Move it.
What's that?
Move on now. Baz, move it over there.
Come on,
you want to be killed so soon, no?
So the plan, we get to the hotel.
Have a drink.
We dump our bags, have a shower. And what time are we meeting you, Salah?
I will be in the hotel waiting at 6 o'clock.
What's on the agenda, Salah?
First we go to Kılıç Ali Paşa Mosque, see the local spray.
Oh, Tali, Dad will be proud.
There is a hammam, Turkish bath. Very nice, very clean and very friendly.
Sounds great.
Yeah, any excuse to parade around in your towel?
You need to lighten up. Get in touch with your body.
I'd rather not.
You're getting married in a month. Think of all that sex you're going to be having.
Yeah? Doubt it. I've been with him 7 years.
You're always going on about being fat. You know?
I am. Oh, I'm fatter than you. Yeah, but you're like Talia, confident.
I'm not confident. I just think there's more important issues in the world than the size of my backside. Sorry, Salah, we talk a lot of nonsense.
Seven. You have stood on my hand. My hand. Get off. Sorry. Sorry.
So you laugh. This is not funny.
It's your eyes, not funny.
I don't understand. English funny sense of humour.
I'm Scottish, thank you.
But why?
Why am I Scottish?
No.
I feel cry burgling, isn't it? Because
we're in the army now. Whoa, we're in the army.
Status quo.
Now.
Ready? Let's go. Did you hear her? Killed so soon.
You're off to train to fight in a war. What are you expecting?
Not to die before I've seen the enemy.
I'd like to swim back to shore if I were you.
What, Iceland? A bit harsh. Don't you have a sense of humour?
Ruth.
I don't know much about Iceland apart from Björk, but she seems like a laugh. Berglund?
Just leave it. I think nerves are all a bit frayed.
Tia.
Oh, Christ.
Dear Ruth, look what you've done.
What?
So, Berglund, Ruth is sorry.
What?
Yes, it's just... we're all a bit... scared, my love, and...
It's not that.
It's me and I.
You would think so bad, wouldn't it?
Rather that than be humorless.
Shh. Go on.
I didn't tell my wife.
Huh?
My mother. I didn't tell her I've come here.
If it helps, neither did I.
Or me.
Try and keep looking forward.
Does that work?
No idea, but at least if she throws up, it'll hit you and not me. That long boat ride across the Tigris. From old friends to new. Belonging is paramount. Belonging is a basic need. The longer I'm here, the more I realise that all we crave is a home. A home. A home. Roots. We all just want to feel the soil in the palm of our hand that we have grown from and will finally and peacefully one day disappear back into. Here, I'm learning. We are learning. We are the same. So many different cultures, but they melt away with our aim to change the world. Good evening, Miss England. What are your hopes for the future? Women's liberation and world peace. No bikini or evening dress. We are in combat fatigues. This is the realest, most tangible thing I have ever experienced, and every one of us is prepared to sacrifice our lives for it.
Oh, listen to that.
Now, time to take shoes out.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's soulful.
Annoying. Remember Parvez? When I lived with him next to that mosque in Bolton. 5 a.m. every morning I was woke up with that.
Remember when you wrote off that fancy Mercedes when it was his?
Wasn't it a hire car?
Of course it was. He never had a pot to piss in. He was only doing 15 miles per hour through rush on. I don't know how we managed it.
Shall we go in?
Why do they stand so close when they pray?
So the devil cannot pass.
I'm an atheist. That doesn't mean I don't wish there was an afterlife where we all met up again. How soothing to know it just doesn't end here and now. We are fighting against an enemy who believe that there is a paradise waiting for them. Times here, I feel so strongly my connection to the other women. Those times are usually before we head into danger. The language barrier disappears. Petty arguments and jealousies. The trust and loyalty. You can almost touch it. I have felt the most joy and love at times when I've been closest to death. We stand together, rifles in hand, with one ideology, one goal. Your focus and concentration, it's such, you don't exist. Not in physical form, anyway. You are pure energy raging at your core. It's a deep spiritual bond. It's our religion.
Emma Amadin, Gianni Homan Bachtkein, Lepianai Mrovetia. We are ready to sacrifice ourselves to save humanity, to protect society and civilization. It's so simple, really. This isn't just about the Kurdish nation. This isn't just about destroying ISIS. This is about building a free, democratic, ecologic society. Mm-hmm. That same society that needs forces which can protect them. We are building a new army culture. Women on the front line.
Yes.
We are the wall between the world and this enemy. Mm-hmm. The template of women's global unity.
Global unity!
As I prepare for battle, I hold your hand. I feel the heat of your heart. My deadliest weapon, your loyalty, our friendship. They will not destroy my soul. As it burns like a furnace, I will not die, as the heat will not extinguish. I will warm and protect you. If you live, I live on. We are one. As we fight for one cause, we are one soul. Do not fear, for fear is the enemy. But rejoice. Our strength is their foe. Life does not end as our last breath is drawn. Come to my grass-covered grave and place your hands upon it, and I will fill you with courage and warmth. I will fill you with love.
Kılıç Ali Paşa Mosque was built in 16th century, commissioned by Kılıç Ali Paşa, who was an Italian privateer.
Which is?
You have a warship. And you're commissioned by a government, basically, to attack and loot their enemy.
Yes, good. Kılıç Ali Paşa converted to Islam. He rose through the ranks of from slave to captain of his ship, and then to the Grand Admiral of the Ottoman Navy. He is rumored to have freed the writer Cervantes when he was enslaved in Algiers.
Cervantes? What did he write?
Don Quixote. Oh. Mercy, courage, valor, fairness, protection of the weak and the poor.
Oh, God. 4:30. No way. This is usually my bedtime, not getting up time.
Well, best time of day to exercise. Oh. Come on.
I haven't been to the gym for months.
I haven't been since 2010.
Rosbash!
Rosbash!
5 minutes outside.
The best coffee in Istanbul.
My dad hasn't been to the mosque since the Gulf War broke out.
Why?
People got it in their heads he was from Iraq because of his skin tone. Anyway, he was working as a chef in this restaurant, the Thief of Baghdad, over in Orange. He was on his own after closing, clearing up, and someone chucked a petrol bomb through the window. The place went up immediately. My dad managed to get out through the back door, but only just. It really shook him up. He was heartbroken that anyone could do that in the UK. He was naive. Thing was, they smothered me a bit after that, didn't they?
That's why she's the wild one now.
Did they find who did it?
Nah, I'm not convinced they even looked.
Dad wanted to change your surname.
Oh, yeah. Salah, my last name is Fakhri. OK, to anglicise and make it more British, my dad wanted to change it. Not his, just mine. Thought it would protect me, you know, from racism.
They don't usually ask your name, though, do they, before they kick your head in?
I said that. Anyhow, we came up with Farquhar.
I do not understand.
See, Sarah, Farquhar. That's like the poshest of posh names, you know?
Hello, my name's Talia Farquhar.
I see. Farquhar. It's very strange. Now, who's hungry? We go for durum.
What's that?
Kebab to you.
Yes!
Feel that blood
trapping.
Is that what it is? There's more
than a coronary to me.
Chef! How? Afarin! Hesh!
You do not eat meat?
No, not for 22 years. It's more out of habit now than conscience.
And the fear it might bring on a terrible attack of wind.
Hey!
She was vegan for a couple of years, till she got drunk one night and ate a pepperoni. It nearly killed her. Oh, I'm spilling it everywhere.
Remember when my mum chased us up Market Street because she saw us eating pasties in the street? So, like, my mum, and she has this thing that it's bad manners to eat in public, as in walking around.
Why?
Honestly, I think 3 mixed race kids.
You've always said this.
And she was right. People expected us to be naughty. So she was determined to show them that we weren't. And in fact, even better behaved than theirs.
Difficult on you.
Exactly.
Here, this street and its shops are famous for their vintage fabric. Mm. Lots of beautiful fabric to buy. You want to look?
Hey, Jess, you could have made your own wedding dress.
I wish we could have made our own bridesmaids.
Right, here we go. Off the shoulder.
I don't like it. You can see my tattoos.
Well, come on. Then we may come on and I'll get them lasered off.
Nothing says I was a teenager in the 90s more than a dolphin in a Celtic band.
At least at the wedding, nobody will see the hammer and sickle on your ass.
Depends how lucky she gets.
You have a hammer and sickle. On your arse.
Oh, indeed.
Can we all shut up, please?
Why?
Sorry?
Why do you have that tattoo?
She's a communist.
I'm not.
You are. You are.
Well, you was. I was. Oh, look, sparkly things in that shop window to look at.
Actually, Jess, look at that silk.
Oh, that's lovely. Come on.
I'm not really shocked.
I should hope not. Now we can talk.
The street is not the best place.
Where is?
Come this way. Heaven tells me you are undecided.
I just wanted to come here to see, to make sure.
Sure of what?
That I know enough. I don't know if I know all there is to know.
And yet, you are considering fighting for it.
Yes. No, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know really why you are here?
But do you?
Sorry?
It sounded like you were going to tell me. You want me to stand here in the street and articulate this to you. Having said I could trust you, that it wouldn't be a recruitment drive. It's just a day or two to learn to get my facts in order and I'll go home and think about it.
This isn't a recruitment drive, Pearl. But while you are here, you will have to think very seriously about what you want. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe you will go back home and move on to another cause.
No, I'm committed to this cause, to the revolution in Rojava, but I need to know how much I'm willing to sacrifice. This isn't something that I've grown up with. This isn't about my people.
Maybe then you should forget about it. Revolution should be in your blood. Do not do it for my people. Do it for your moral and philosophical survival. Your love for humanity.
As long as we do not discuss freedom and equal treatment of women in a historical and societal context, as long as no adequate theory has been devised, there will not be an adequate practice either. Therefore, women's liberation must assume a key strategic role in the democratic struggle for freedom in Kurdistan.
It's just like when you went to uni in London. All them dark and dingy bars in Shoreditch you took us to.
Which university?
University College London.
Me, LSE.
Oh,
you studied at LSE?
Do not sound so surprised.
What are you working as a tour guide for, then?
You've got to be proper clever to go there.
Jess!
Well, then, look at this one. Studied all that political whatnot and stuff.
Politics, sociology and East European studies.
Hear that? Thought we had our next Prime Minister on our hands and then she skiddled off to Ghana to teach, comes back and has been piddling around doing the oddest collection of jobs.
Thanks, Mum.
So you have many talents.
I'm not afraid to give things a go.
She's not afraid full stop.
Sorry, can we just talk about something or someone else? Salah, your time in England.
I want to know what makes Pearl so fearless, Jess.
She's right in there, isn't she, Tal? Yeah. At school, remember Darren Kennedy? When he kept saying you had a moustache.
This is only after one drink. Yeah, I remember. I didn't, by the way.
Cock of the year he was.
Cock?
I mean, toughest, you know, a hard man.
Ah.
He was also a knob.
Anyway, Pearl kicked it,
Eddie. No, I really wouldn't go that far. I told him to stop it, and he didn't. And I told him again, and he went to hit me. So I whacked
it. She smacked him in the face with a hard-backed copy of The Lord of the Rings.
It was in my rucksack at the time. Anyway, come on, Salah, what about you?
So Pearl has a strong sense of justice.
You could say that.
LSE, Salah.
I studied there for 2 years. International, social and public policy. Very boring. The fees were too much for me. I left to go to Germany to stay with family. Work, learn the language. Now I want to study again. I work as guide so I can eat.
What do you want to study?
Politics. I want to go into politics.
I can imagine that's a bit of a minefield over here. Everything that's going on with the Kurds and that.
It would like another drink.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Salah, give us a hand.
They do not know why you are here.
No, and it's got to stay like that.
You try to protect them?
No, because they will try and stop me from going.
And what if they find out? They make you stay?
No, I'd still go. It's just easier like this. They'll panic. Maybe tell the authorities some overreaction. It's just... they can't know. There'll be a mess if they do.
But these are your friends.
I know, but this is bigger than that. A self-defense mechanism for women, as most oppressed and suppressed segment of society, is also of vital importance. Under the patriarchal system, all rights of women were usurped. Women can circumvent these policies of degradation, harassment, rape, and slaughter through the information of their own self-defense mechanisms. For this reason, they need to learn their history. Create their own organisations and institutions, carve out space for themselves in all areas of life and, if necessary,
create their own military forces. I wake each morning and look out from my tent. The mountains unfold before me. I breathe in, I think of home, the West Pennines, but this is so different. It's another world. I wonder if I will ever make it home and where home is now. I make tea and share it with women whose blood flows through veins that stretch out to the four corners of the world. Gallons of the blood of our martyrs have been spilled, but none of it will ever be wasted. It feeds our revolution, our commitment and determination. Knowledge is power, as Karl Marx said, but here we celebrate our political sisters. Women who sacrificed so much for the struggle. Women who knew the importance of education and self-knowledge.
Media? Okay, here we go. I am drinking tea. This is tea.
Tea? Ta.
In your language?
Ta. Ta. Yes. Me,
Tefan.
You?
Rifle. In English, rifle.
Rifle. Tefan, Kurdi.
Tapang?
No. Tefan.
Before, I was a member of my family. Now, I am a member of a nation.
It must be nice, though, Salah. Living where your roots are. Being that close to your heritage.
It must be. I wouldn't know. To most people, I come from nowhere. In Turkey, I have been denied my heritage. I am Kurdish.
Right. That fresh air is making me feel a bit tipsy.
You've only had two gin and tonics.
What a beautiful evening.
Next, we go to Galata Tower. There ahead.
It looks gorgeous all lit up. How old is it?
Galata Tower was built in 14th century. In the 1600s, a man, Hazarfan Ahmed Çelebi, flew from there after studying the flights of the birds. He made himself some wings and jumped from the top of the tower. Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's what they say.
You could get yourself a pair of wings, Jess. And if you changed your mind about Dan, on your wedding day, you could haul yourself up to the spire of St. Peter and Paul's, jump off and disappear into the sunset.
Cheeky cow.
Oi!
They're such big kids.
You like Istanbul?
Yeah, very much. You?
It's my home.
But not your homeland.
Are you looking for trouble, Pearl?
Sorry?
Is it just a fight you want?
I don't follow.
Syria?
No. I'm looking...
For a reason to cause trouble?
No. Where did you get that from?
Your friends? You hit a boy in the face at school?
Yeah, because he was a bully. I did that out of love and loyalty to Talia, not because of anything else.
Haven't you enough to deal with in your own country?
What?
Your Brexit. It's all your Brits talk about. Your precious EU. Such a big problems you face.
Well, it's all relative, Salah.
Your country is falling to pieces and you hide behind the Brexit.
You know, is this a personal attack? Have I upset you somehow?
You know why your EU won't call Turkey on its human rights violation against the Kurds? Because no one wants to see thousands of our brown faces arriving on their shores. No one wants to deal with Kurdish problem.
I know that, Salah. But...
But what? You are too much of a coward to speak up against.
No. I think it has its uses. It's a barrier. We need...
You don't even know.
We need to stop the rise of the far right, for one. I mean, fascism is...
Attacking my people. We are not the right color or from the right nation. So your people don't care. Do you think they will care about you when you are arrested? Or worse, if you are killed? You will be fighting an enemy and you will return home to be the enemy. You will be a terrorist sympathizer. They hate us, but they will despise you.
I know, Salah. I know all this.
And it doesn't frighten you?
No.
Liar.
Salah!
Of course it frightens you. It should frighten
okay,
you.
It does frighten me. It scares the hell out of me. But the other option, the alternative, scares me even more.
We Kurds, it is said, have no friends, only mountains. My comrades and friends stand taller than mountains and stronger. Like mountains, they are eternal. Like mountains, I can turn to them for shelter, proud and majestic. Shoulder to shoulder, I stand with them. We reach to the sky, but our heads are not in the clouds. Our view is clear. We can see what others can't. The road that winds, built of hope. And from there, the sun is beating down. Golden rays on a new city as it beckons us to a new life if we reach high enough, stand tall enough. Freedom awaits us all.
Defense is the most important thing. Defense is not just external, it is internal too. We must defend ourselves for the enemy that is physical and intellectual. By learning, we develop the strength to protect ourselves. To protect ourselves, we must know ourselves. The warrior's most important ammunition is knowledge. We know what we are fighting for. We are fighting for our lives. Yeah. Not on the battlefield, but off it. To break the shackles of oppression that we women have suffered for far too long, we educate. We educate those we liberate to give them the tools to defend and protect themselves. With me.
In the foundation of our paradigm for a democratic, ecologic society, for a democratic Syria. We promise!
Why all the back streets?
Oh, shit.
What?
You can't go down there now. Police block.
All this laid on for a meeting?
They are doing everything to make sure the women don't start the protest again.
Well, all this for the Saturday Mothers?
Yes.
Well, for peace activists? Or for a group of women? Mothers, daughters, sisters who want to hold a peaceful protest to find the truth of what happened to their relatives and loved ones who were kidnapped, never to be seen again during the military coups?
I know all this,
Paul. I know, you do, I know. Sorry. Shoes off.
Yeah. Slav. Assalam. Come in. Well, these are the Saturday Mothers. Rehams and complaints. Herkes. Av khawala min perle. Serj ingiliziye. Av khatiye ve bebe khazit achiro.
Assalam.
Shema.
Rojbash,
jem.
Rojbash.
Shema.
Sorry?
Why you want to hear our stories?
I want to learn, I suppose.
Learn what?
About your experiences.
Navkish chizani?
Khari khari. Ri khawala man aji ingliziya. Ab peshtegariya medike sharra.
Tu de khod tavli mishakil ab ke sarar. کتو خلکی نناس به این یه ویالی من انزار دایتا تو نا فکری شد ندلی دایتا بس نی نه
هرکس پر نباختیارم دا بیر ادی بسه پر از خوال منه
I should go
خونده کن و باخر بکن She suspicious, understandably
You
do not tell her you are thinking of going to Syria
Why?
She will think you're stupid
نه بتا
I really should go
دویدی بسنه You excuse me. I old. My bones ache. Heart aches and it makes me bad temper. Sarar, don't stand. Go make tea. You like tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Biscuit?
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
Good girl.
Dapir, your blood sugar.
Yeah, my blood sugar. So, Pearl, you tell me, why are you here? And I tell you my story.
Oh, crikey. Well, I'm in Istanbul
on a Hindu.
Explain me Hindu.
It's when the friends of the bride-to-be have one last sort of party before she gets married.
Oh, I see. Are you bride?
Oh, no. It's my mate Jess. Three of us have come out to Istanbul.
Where the rest?
Well, hopefully back at the hotel, nursing a hangover.
Oh, Salar showing you around.
Harry, Albert.
Why Istanbul?
I fancied something different.
From what? How long you here?
Just a weekend.
We better work quick. what you interested?
I'm interested in you.
Me? Why me?
Well, not you personally, but your struggle.
Struggle?
I want to know what the hell is really going on in the world. Sorry.
No apology. You want no? I tell. But what will you do?
I don't know.
Where I start?
She does speak, Abby.
My name is Harwaz Mirkan. I 75 years old, a widow. My husband died 8 years ago from heart attack. I have three sons. One son is disappeared. Dead, I know. His body never found, although we fight and fight and fight for information. One in prison, and youngest fighting in mountain. My waiting to go to court, facing 15 year jail for terrorism. My crime, I went to funeral of my son friend, a fighter in Yabesia. He killed a Kobani. My son in prison is on 62-day hunger strike. Many hundreds of our children are on hunger strike, willing to die for democracy and freedom. I don't want to see any more coffin leave the prison. I want to see our children live and prosper. The pot full of blood is boiling in Middle East. We ask only for peace. We protest quietly in street, no violence. But still, the police attack. They attack with gas, water cannon, plastic bullet. If I go jail, I no live to see the day I release. I have diabetes, weak heart. Stress and heartbreak is what killed my husband. I now only live to see the day my people are free. Government, they monitor movement. They promise safety, but they have gone back on their word. I live now only for my son and grandchildren.
I'm so, so sorry for your suffering.
I know everyone is, but in the end, people come from West. You cry with us and then you go home and do nothing.
The thing is that I don't want to do nothing anymore, Hoaz.
Dapi is my inspiration.
Dapi?
Grandmother.
Oh, I see. So...
His father, I am, is one who disappeared.
Salah, I'm sorry. How did he... How was he taken? Do you...
Tell you about it.
You don't have to, if that's...
Painful or not, he does. Go on, Salar.
You okay, Dapir?
Yes, I'm fine.
I was in my room in our apartment here in Istanbul. It was October 16, 1995, a date I will never forget. I was 10 years old. It had been my birthday only a week before. had been given an Airfix model airplane as a gift. And after every night of that week school, I had rushed to my room to finish building it. Mm-hmm. This afternoon was no different. I was listening to radio. My younger sister Nasrin was watching television with my mother. Mm. We were waiting for my father to return home from work so we could eat. I heard the doorbell go, he was home. Then from outside I heard voices, men's voices shouting, and then my father, he was shouting back. I had never heard him raise his voice, so I ran to the window. I could see him and pulling at my father. They were forcing him to get into a car. He was struggling to get away, but there were three of them against him. I screamed for my mother, and we ran out of the apartment and downstairs. I grabbed my father, but he was pushing me away, shouting, they are going to kill me. Go, go, they will kill you too. I was screaming for them to let go of my father, let go of my father. One of the men picked me up and threw me onto the road. My mother was screaming at them. It was hell. I was so scared. They got my father into the car. Nasser and me chased after the car screaming. Neighbors came out to see, but nobody did anything. I suppose there was nothing they could do. I was shouting for someone to drive after them. My mother was shouting at us to get the car license plate. I couldn't see, I was crying so much. The car turned the corner at the end of our street, and that was the last time I ever saw him. My father was gone, disappeared. For many years, I believed he was still alive, that they were keeping him captive somewhere, but I feel now I have resigned myself to the fact that he's dead. Murdered.
Salah, I'm so sorry.
It hurts, but we have to tell our stories or else nothing will change.
We're not alone. Hundreds have suffered same fate. Look around. Awad has lost a son and she spent 6 years in prison. Farah, husband is disappear. And son on hunger strike in prison. Been there 3 years. And Roshna is 80 and facing 15 year jail. If like me found guilty, everyone here been touched by loss of loved ones.
Yes.
Many we will never, ever know what happened to. So we protest. Mm-hmm. But now that has been taken away. They blocked off square and put heavy police guard. Our crime is wanting freedom. Mm-hmm. Nothing more of wanting rights, cultural and political. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to imagine how does everyone live knowing not knowing your loved ones will, they may never return to you. Your mother and sister, Salah, I mean, how are they with the loss of your father?
My mother is ill. She would be here, but her health fails. I look after her as best as I can, but I will never replace my father. My sister Nasrin? Well, Nasrin is apart.
No, baby, khwas namina sharwana degaliye peje.
What does she say?
She agrees.
No, what about Nasrin being a poet? She seemed upset to me. What does she say, Salah?
That my sister fights with Yepeje.
Nasrin? Why did you not want to say?
Because
Salar, Sharakan and Nasrin Shani Wibka. Oh, Lewede, Lesser Divari Nov Kalbera Sasida.
Okay, Dapir. She wants me to read you one of her poems. This is Nesrin's first poem. She wrote age 13. It is about the day our father was taken.
Would you translate it for me?
Of course. It is titled, Your Face, It Fades. Your face, it fades. I struggle days to build it, to fill my mind.
Your eyes so wise, your mouth so quick, your ears that have heard so much. And now I hear a rush of blood, a scream that pierces my core, a shout that dislodged my foundation. I run and run, breath is leaving me. As you strain and fight, hands on wrists, feet on back, you contort and the pain shoots through me. As you melt into the distance, my joints ache, my heart, it swells, hot sweat and vomit. And then there you are again, so sharp. I see you so vivid, back to hold me, to protect me. Your energy is blazing, and it becomes mine. A power, a love, a bond, indestructible.
To hear her words for the first time, someone so young who captured grief and loss so simply but so vividly. I know this may seem like hindsight, but in that moment I felt such a strong connection. I'd lost my dad in my early teens, a heart attack and abduction are very different, but the pain and anguish are universal. I remember instantly thinking, I hope I meet Nesrin when I get to Syria. When? Not if, but when. I had in my mind a warrior of a woman, tall like Salah, with long curly hair that fell loosely around her heart-shaped face, and a smile that would blind you with its warmth. The Bosphorus. Oh, it's so beautiful.
It is.
Why did you not want me to know your sister fought in Syria?
Because I didn't want to encourage you.
But isn't that your job?
I have told you. I'm not here to recruit.
To encourage, though?
Some.
Somewhat. Some people.
Yes.
But not all. Not women. Salah, you don't want to encourage women?
I don't want to encourage Western women.
What? Why? Salah!
Because it is not your war. Because you are a liability.
I'm sorry?
You can never really understand the suffering. It runs through generations of our blood.
No, I will never fully understand what it means to be Kurdish and to have no homeland. But I do understand what it's like to be oppressed, to be a woman.
Your Western life is, how do I say, sugar-coated. For you, woman, it's not difficult.
But Western or not, there are still layers upon layers of oppression.
You have space to withdraw from the patriarchy.
Yes, but it still dominates. I mean, this is bigger anyway. This is about my race, the female race, and I will fight for her wherever she is.
What's this, a lover's tea? Oh,
give over, Jess. We're just...
Being British, arguing over Brexit.
Oh, man, I haven't got sea legs.
Keep looking forward.
Gorgeous, though, isn't it?
Have you had a good time, Jess?
Yeah, the best. Good call, Pearl. I was worried we were going to get blown up by some Syrian terrorists.
Jess!
Oh, my God, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Who?
Who do you think? The Syrians!
It's the Libyans.
I know.
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
It's from Back to the Future, the 80s film. Michael J. Fox?
It's what kids used to shout at her when we first started secondary school.
I don't...
understand, no. We're being silly. Why would you?
So, Jess, you are wife when you go back?
Yeah.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
I will be, on the day.
It's not just about a day, though, is it?
I know.
You have second thoughts?
No. It's just a wife.
Then a mother.
End parties. Weird concept. The last time to run wild before you settle for settling down, it makes me feel like Your life is over.
It is, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, we'd better get our shizzle together and do some running wild then, eh? Salah, can you point us in the right direction?
Once economic and other societal problems were solved, however, women may be described as an oppressed class and nation or an oppressed gender.
Pearl, you now read, please.
As long as we do not discuss freedom and equal treatment of women in a historical and societal context, as long as no adequate theory has been devised, there will not be an adequate practice either. Therefore, women's liberation must assume a key strategic role in the democratic struggle for freedom in Kurdistan.
Good. One day you will read in Kurdish.
One day I might get to the front line as well.
Why you want to fight so soon?
That is what we came for. Oh, we're studying about women's liberation and our importance in the struggle, but we're still reading like we're in Little Women.
Wait.
What's she saying, Berglin?
Something about gunfire in the valley.
Her?
Ruth, bring rifles. Come with me.
What?
Oh,
come now.
This is it, man. Okay. Layla, what's happening?
Maybe fighting in the valley. Shots heard. We go to see.
Brilliant.
I can't get the train to sit right. I break my neck tripping over it.
Don't worry about that. We'll be carrying it down the aisle.
How's your tattoos?
All covered up and gone. Apart from this one.
We did a montage.
I know, I made an effort. I've even shaved my legs.
Hey.
What's the matter?
I'm going to miss all this. We'll still get to hang out, won't we? Once I'm married. Things won't change.
Well, we're not going anywhere, are we?
Pearl?
No. Of course things won't change.
I can't keep this off the shoulder. Off the shoulder, it's ripping all the foundation, covering my tattoos off.
A communist symbol floating down the aisle after a daughter. Don't let Jess's mum see.
Ruth. What are we looking for?
The enemy, I would imagine, dummy.
Ruth. Per. Berglin. Come with me.
Down. Behind the trees.
Nasreen.
Layla.
What did she say?
They don't do me hiding behind trees. Who is that?
There she was. The warrior with the long curly hair that fell loosely around her heart-shaped face and a smile that would blind you. I was right. I didn't know immediately who she was. My imagination hadn't factored in an eye patch, but the three of us knew there was something very special about this woman.
Okay, everyone, back in. Nothing to worry about. Only hunters shooting in the valley.
Who was that?
Which one?
With the eye patch.
Oh, that is Commander Mikra.
Why haven't we seen her before?
Her platoon are fighting on the front.
How did she get the eye patch?
A piece of how you say... شون الله يبشيك ل ل قنبلها تتشاوي
شرابنل
yeah شرابنل he turned in the eye
and she returned to fight.
Commander Mikran is one of our bravest and best fighters. Twice she has been injured badly and each time she has returned to the front line in weeks.
Wow.
Yes, wow. She also writes beautiful poetry about the war. Her full name is Nesrin Mikran. If you get chance, you should read.
Stay at home, they said. You are too delicate, they said. You are not strong enough to fight. Your life is not this life. You cannot bear a weapon on your shoulder. You cannot bear this fear You will be killed, they said. By men, they said, who are fearless. They won't care you are a woman. A rifle at your head, a bullet through your heart. Your blood will be spilt in battle. There is no place for you on this battlefield. This is for men to fight men. They will not be shamed into fighting you. You are wrong, I said. We are not weak, I said. And men have never been ashamed to destroy us. Our battlefield is our home. Our blood is spilled by those men who treat us like slaves. They tear the freedom fresh from our hearts. We are beaten and abused. We are raped and degraded. We are suppressed and repressed. We stand on the front line, in our kitchens and bedrooms. There our blood runs red. Our throats are cut. Our bodies are broken. Our life is taken away. So I choose to die with my sisters, with a rifle on my shoulder, with revolution in my heart. I will die fighting for a nation, not just for my life. I will die to defend my sisters. My death will leave a mark for all history to see. I will die a free woman and a martyr.
DJ, this is very appropriate.
I love it though. Come on, let's dance.
I'm shattered.
Come on, Pearl.
Have you two had
a
date?
No.
Right, this is my last dance. I love you both more than you will ever know, but I am off to bed. And Jess and Ben, should you be conserving your energy?
Oh, I won't be doing anything tonight. I'm too pissed.
Hello? Hello?
Turned up?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm okay.
It's me, Talia Plunker. Let me in.
Talia, I'm off to bed.
Please, Pearl.
What's up?
Just wanted to have a chat.
Talia, you're bladdered.
I am. And why are you not?
Look, we'll have a chat at breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, I want to talk to you now. Who's that?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you look?
Oh, God. Yeah, thank you. I'm on my way.
Why are you packing? Who was that?
It was a taxi.
Where are you going?
To the airport.
What? Where to?
Syria, Talia. I'm going to Syria.
What, for a holiday?
No, Talia, for a war.
You're not joking?
No, I'm not. I'm flying out to northern Iraq, then on to Syria. I'm going to join the YPJ.
What?
It's a women's protection unit.
You're joining the army?
Well, yeah, sort of. It's a militia.
Militia? Are you mad? You're going to get killed.
Well, hopefully not.
Why?
I have to go, Talia. I've got a taxi waiting. I'll write, I'll call. Hopefully I'll be home in a few months. Don't tell my mum. I want to break it to her slowly. I've told her I've met someone in Istanbul and I'm going to stay with him. Please. I'm all she's got.
But I want to know why you would do this.
I haven't time. I've got to go, Talia. I love you. Tell Jess I love her.
Why?
I don't have an option. The world out there is screwed, and the world out there for us, for women, well, it's, you know, it's more screwed. I can't sit by any longer and watch women continue to suffer. I want to be part of something that stops that, that enlightens the world, opens its eyes. If that means putting my life on the line, well, life choices. We talk about life choices. Well, if we're not careful, it will only be two choices, no life or subservience, and that ain't no life.
That's in the Middle East, that's not here.
It is, it's just more sugar-coated.
They've got me too now.
I'm going. You don't understand what I'm trying to say.
I do. I've seen Handmaid's Tale, all right.
Talia.
I just don't want you to go. Is that a crime? Not wanting to lose one of my...
Talia, don't cry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to die. If I can help it.
I will write. I'll be in touch all the time. You're not losing me.
Okay. Okay. Promise me you won't get killed by a jihadi John.
I promise. I've got to go. I love you.
Today we train and we train hard. I have a feeling some of my women are nearly ready to go to the front line and fight. Ruth?
Yes.
Par?
Yes.
In 2 days, we move you on towards the battle lines in Kobani. We have many preparations before you go. Your weapons must be stripped, checked.
We must be stripped and checked.
Ruth, serious. And then it's in the best working order. You must to choose your new name from the fallen martyrs. And the paler ones amongst us?
Racist.
The paler ones amongst us?
Who's paler than me?
Nobody's paler than you, not even a Scot.
Must dye their hair.
What colour?
Bright green.
Really?
No, Bergen. Ruth's pulling your leg out. Imagine dark brown.
If they can see you are a Westerner, they will single you out. Here, take these.
Dark chestnut. Can't wait. Ruth, give us a hand.
Nothing would give you more pleasure.
Just my hair, though, please.
Of course.
Thanks, love.
Manchester Airport, is it?
Please. Terminal 3. Oh, not now, Jess.
Somebody wants to speak to you.
Hiya, Jess.
What's going on? Talia just told me. Tell me she's lying.
No.
What?
She's got a big mouth, but she's not lying.
She's distraught, is what she is.
I'm really pissed.
Shut up. Shut up, you selfish
well,
cow.
Hang on.
No, my wedding day. It's my wedding day, and you decide to take the spotlight away and sod off to fight in a war. Are you mental?
No, I'm not, and I'm sorry for what I've done. I didn't want to take your spotlight. I just needed to go.
I listen to yourself. You're ditching your mates for some stupid war with Muslims, kicking the shit out of each other just because they can.
You've been reading the
mail. It's not funny. It's not funny, Pearl.
Mate, you need to get informed.
Don't tell me on my wedding night that I need to get informed, all right? I don't need to get informed. I've got my life. I've sorted myself out. I've worked hard. I've got a good job. I've got a mortgage and a husband now who I don't think I love. Oh, Pearl. What have I done? Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Jess, look, you do. You do love him. Have you been on the Jaeger bombs?
Yeah, I have.
Look, you need to go to bed now, love. Just drink plenty of water. You'll feel differently in the morning.
I won't. I've felt like this for about 6 months. You need to come back. Please don't go.
Jess, I love you, but I've got to.
Don't.
Everything okay?
My mate's just decided a marriage was a mistake.
Oh, dear. When's she get married?
This afternoon.
Crikey. At least you're off on your own, getting away from all the drama.
Yeah.
Right, everyone. Are you ready for me to introduce you to our new recruits? Out you come!
Oh. I've got the dial over my forehead and the hair chopping my ears.
And recruit number 2!
Yay! Yes. What have you done?
I thought I put some on my eyebrows to match. It's gone a bit wrong.
It just looks like a Scouse brand. They're all the rage.
In Liverpool, some of the women like to have very thick eyebrows.
Why?
No idea.
Don't worry, Berglin, it'll wash off.
I'll be blown off with your head.
Oh, we've got to be prepared.
After months of training, the idea of the front line seems a dream away, but sharp with the reality of your own existence. The adrenaline, it rages like a poison. Controlling it is the key. Each battle, it gets a tiny bit easier, the banter. It's easy to forget at times why we are here, but just times, brief times when your mind is elsewhere, when we're laughing. That's when the love seems strongest, and that's too when you feel bravest. When to die for these women would seem an honour. When you are finally ready to face the enemy, you're given a new name. You take the name of one of your fallen comrades, a martyr's name. My martyr's name was Aaron Cuddy.
Pearl,
You are to take the name of our martyred comrade, Arin Kudi. Arin left a letter to be read about her life and her revolution if she did not return.
My name is Arin Kudi. I joined aged 21 in 2011. The gangs attacked our village in October. Two relatives of mine were killed, my aunt and my niece. I wanted to study to be a doctor, though being Kurdish, I would have to hide my identity to get work. But when the revolution came, I knew I wanted to join the YPJ. My mother was afraid for me, and both parents said, you cannot do that, we will not let you. We argued night after night, but in the end I joined anyway.
Keep behind, bit to the left.
Oh, shit.
Keep low, just keep low.
My rifle keeps jamming, damn it.
Here, take
it. What?
Just take it.
Keep moving.
I can't do that.
Give your gun to me. It's stuck, Carol.
I know, I'll sort it.
To the left.
Oh, shit!
My head. Down behind the wall. Down behind the wall.
I can fix this. See, this is what happens when you don't strip it properly.
Oh, shit!
Don't shit me, I fixed it. Here, take your piece of crap back.
Thanks, you're a mate.
Put a psycho on a functioning rifle or something.
Close. What do we do? Pushing back. They will not enter any part of the city without passing over our corpses.
Oh. You ready?
Always. Go! Go!
Talia? Talia, can you see me?
No. Hang on. I haven't got the video on.
I can see you now.
Got you. Oh, my God. Pearl, look at you.
What?
Yeah, what have you done?
Oh, I've only dyed it.
You are so thin. Look at you, your face.
It's great to see you too.
I'm sorry, it's just...
Oh, mate, what's the matter?
I miss you, you stupid cow. We haven't known for weeks if you're alive or dead.
How are you?
Don't change the subject.
I'm not.
How are you even Skyping? I didn't think you'd get internet in a war zone.
I'm not in a war zone. I'm still at the academy. It's all quite normal. I went to a shop today and bought a can of Coke.
When are you coming home?
I don't know yet.
Soon, no way. Pearl.
How's Jess?
Pearl, what's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling to say me. I'm safe.
Why now? You've been gone for months.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just it's hard to get in touch. I could give our whereabouts away. I'd write, but... Look, I'll Skype whenever I can.
You know the police have been round to your mum's? Wanted to take a laptop.
What? I spoke to her a week ago. Is she all right? Anyway, she hasn't even got a laptop.
Yeah? Think they made a mess of a few rooms before they found that out.
Is she all right? Tell her I'll call her. Tell her it won't be my number, though.
She's really shook up over it all. The police told her you could go to prison. That's if you come back alive. You need to come home now, Pearl.
Tell her you're frozen. Tal, can you hear me?
Yes, Pearl, don't do this.
You're frozen, Tal. I can't hear you.
Pearl, don't you dare.
Sorry, look, it must be the internet connection. I'll call you back in a day or two, I promise.
Pearl! Pearl! Oh, shit, man. Leila! Berglund! Midia! Where are you, man? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You're knocking at this.
Oh, man. Oh, Pearl. Oh, man, you're alive. Oh, I love you.
Hey, get off. You're making me nervous.
Where is everyone?
Berglin and Media are fine. Here they come. Oh. Hey. Layla took a slug in the leg.
No, she okay?
She's fine, she's Layla. Said at first just needed a clean up and she'd be fine till she started to walk.
It just all went off. And they are gone. We have won. We pushed them out.
Yeah! Someone! What was that?
Where?
Stop. Just stop. Oh, God, what is that? Who is that?
Where? I can't see.
It's you. Is it one of ours?
I can't see. Where?
There, I can see. Kefia.
Louis.
Oh, me too. Just under that rubble. It's one of us. It's a woman.
Oh, no.
She's...
They've got me cut. Don't look.
Please, no.
Don't look.
Please,
Ruth, please don't look. They've cut off her head. Oh, no, please. I'm going to be sick. Who is it? Who is it, Pearl?
I have seen dead bodies. I am a fighter. You think I'd be used to it, and I am, sometimes. Sometimes the martyrs lie as if life is just leaving them, their spirit still slowly dragging its last tentacles away. But when you see a beheaded body, you can feel the spirit has ripped itself free, screaming. Like lightning, it flies, so not to be forever trapped in the caved-in chest and head. They not only behead, but they stab and slash. They will set the bodies alight. I don't want to go this way. If I have to die, not like that. Not by their knife and their boot, filmed, uploaded on the internet. The comrade we found today was not from our platoon. But I knew her. I knew her heart. She'd opened it for us all to see, to read her pain and suffering, but also her hope for the future. The martyr was our warrior. Our warrior with long curly hair that fell loosely round her heart-shaped face and a smile that would blind you. The martyr was Nesrin Mirkan, fighter and poet, sister to Salah Mirkan and granddaughter to Hurwaz Mirkan. My heart cleaved in two for them, for the pain they had already endured and the suffering that now awaits them. I thought of Hurwaz and her dignity and bravery, of Salah and his thoughtfulness and pride, of how they will survive this cycle of grief. I thought of my own mother and her suffering, of my life, of the point of it all, the pain I am inflicting on my loved ones. I thought about it and thought about it. Their lives will go on. Their path is mapped out, and so is mine. And mine is with her, with our warrior, with my comrades and sisters, my nation. I still keep Nesrin's poems with me. I read and share them with the recruits, old and new. I have made a promise to myself and her that one day I will return to Istanbul and give them in person to Salah when this is all over. But for now, her words, like her martyrdom, live on as an inspiration to the revolution.
We flow like water. They cannot stop us. We will find a way. Through the cracks in the dam, through stones, we flow fast and fearless. With love, with sisterhood, for our families, for our nation. In Only Mountains, Pearl was played by Lindsay Marshall, Layla and Berglin by Shanyaz Hama Ali, Ruth by Dawn Sievewright, Nesrin and Hurwaz were played by Arazu Baker, Jess by Carla Henry, Talia by Mercedes Assad, and Salah by Marat Akeg. Only Mountains was written by Maxine Peake. It was a BBC Radio Drama North production, directed by Nadia Molinari.
Next week's drama is The Shadow of a Doubt by Edith Wharton, and you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds.
A
late-night musical journey into the far north. Lands filled with beauty, history, and folklore. What can we learn about the Nordic nations through their music? Join me, Eleanor Rosamund Barraclough, for Nordic Sounds tonight at 11 on BBC Radio 3 and on BBC Sounds.
It's 9 o'clock, time now for our evening concert. Here's Penny Gore.
Welcome to Maid of Ale and to our concert celebrating International Women's Day 2020. I'm here with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led by Igor Yusufovich, and conductor Stefan Solium for a programme that includes 2 UK premieres. We'll also be joined by the pianist Alexandra Dariescu for a performance of the Ballade by Germaine Taillefer, the only woman to have been a member of the avant-garde French group of the 1920s, Les Six. And the final piece is a work by the current Master of the Queen's Music, Judith Weir. But to begin, the first of our UK premieres, Firelights by Elisabetta Brusa, who was born in Milan and started composing aged 5. She studied at the Milan Conservatory, and from the mid-1970s she spent significant periods of time in this country. She took British citizenship in 2018. Now, Elisabetta, I mentioned that you spent a lot of time in this country. You attended the Dartington Hall summer music courses, and that was where you met Hans Keller, who was an inspirational figure for you. Can you tell me a bit about that relationship?
Well, I met him in 1978 and took various lessons from him, regular lessons, when I used to come here at least 3 times a year. My mother was English. Well, it's thanks to him that I went on composing, because it was a period of difficult avant-garde music for me, and I couldn't write that way. And so he just said, you just have to write your way, because if you start writing in another way, you won't be any good. So I just went on, and I developed, hopefully, my own style.
So now you, as a teacher, perhaps find yourself in the position of encouraging other young composers, particularly young women composers, and perhaps in the same position that you were then, of finding that you had to find your own voice, and perhaps...
Well, things have changed. It's not as... Well, you couldn't do anything in those times. You had to write as people told you to write. Now you can write as you like. I've never actually forced my pupils to write in any way they don't want to.
And this piece we're going to hear, Firelights, is a relatively short piece, but it's full of excitement. Can you just say a little bit about what the inspiration was behind it?
Well, to say the truth, it should have been called Fireworks. But I said, no, I can't, because Handel and Stravinsky, they're such big names. And I said, I'll have to find another word which is similar. So Firelights came out, and it's actually inspired by fireworks. Well, you can hear, the sparks, and you can hear